It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We're going to be doing something a little different, seeing that us here on Native Roots Radio are coming up on our one-year anniversary. We'd like to go do a year in review. It's been a heck of a ride. Yeah, ahoo. We want to thank all the people that have come on to our show and come up to us and said hi everywhere we've been. It really gets us going and keeps us going. We really appreciate you. Pini Gigi to all you people in four directions. And then finally, at the end of the show, in our last segment, we're going to talk about what my elder thinks and what my Ho-Chunk elder thinks. We are pre-America, the descendants of the people you couldn't kill off. Each week we discuss on Native Roots Radio what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how our natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines that go through our native and treaty lands. We put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering with the alcohol and drug problem. We pray hard for the spiritual malady to end. We support all language warriors that are preserving our language and the way of life. The assault on Native Americans has been going on for over 525 years, and it's not over. The battle against us are in a form of broken treaties, the attack on Mother Nature, and our relatives with hooves, wings, and tails. We are the resistance. I am awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Howl!
Good howl. Hey, I want to introduce my beautiful, awesome wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years. She is a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the state level. Tell us your name, Wendy, and welcome and happy 1 year.
Hanaji Hihani is my name. Hello, everybody, and happy new year. I'm going to be reading from the Minnesota Humane Society of the United States State Director end of year email about the 2017 accomplishments for animals we had. Our fearless leader, Christine Coughlin, who is our state director, put the following together. And I just wanted to share this with everyone because it's really good news for Minnesota. So here's a great victory. After months of work with city council members, local residents, and our animal welfare organizations, HSUS, of course, which is short for Humane Society of the United States, achieved a Minnesota first. A humane pet store ordinance that bans the sale of dogs and cats from puppy and kitten mills. So in March of this year, the city of Roseville, Minnesota joined over 220 jurisdictions across the United States that have enacted this type of humane legislation, and Roseville became the first Minnesota city to accomplish this.
How does a change like that start?
You know, Roseville residents wrote emails, spoke to their neighbors, called their city council members, and testified.
Wendy, tell us about the event at the state capitol.
Okay. HSUS prevailed at the Minnesota legislature this year in their fight to stop a bill that would have allowed factory farms to block citizens' lawsuits. There were other victories and setbacks, too, at the capitol this year. But, you know, the one thing that is certain, our presence at the Minnesota legislature is growing. So mark your calendars now to join fellow compassionate Minnesotans at our inspiring event, and it's called Minnesota Humane Lobby Day. It's going to be held on March 6th, 2018. In St. Paul, and registration is coming up soon, and I'll be giving out details on the event in the upcoming weeks.
There has been a lot of awareness about puppy mills. Why is this?
You know, this is awesome, but puppy mill ads are up in Minnesota. Thanks to the efforts of local advocates working with HSUS this fall, Minnesotans visiting malls in Eden Prairie, Burnsville, Edina, and Maplewood learned about the connection between puppy mills and pet stores. Those ads spurred another round of ads donated by Natural Awakenings Twin Cities.
How does the great group of people you volunteer with advocate for animals?
So we had a really great expansion this year. Our grassroots presence in Minnesota expanded beyond expectation. Our volunteer leadership team grew in number and geographic range. HSUS volunteer leaders testified at hearings, tracked legislation, lobbied federal and state legislators, hosted grassroots meeting in their districts, gave presentations on animal issues at high schools and colleges, collected donations for animal shelters, hosted outreach tables, published letters to the editor, and more. And on February 22nd this year, 2018, I will be at the St. Paul College talking to students there about HSUS and puppy mills.
What about circus animals, Wendy?
Another victory. Thanks to advocates who worked for many years to pass an ordinance in Minneapolis to protect circus animals. This spring, Garden Circus was denied an exotic animal permit in Minneapolis, meaning they are not allowed to bring their animals to perform. City by city, HSUS is working to close the doors to this inhumane industry and usher in new and more compassionate era.
What are the kinds of education and training do they do?
Lots of education and training go forth here. So this year, HSUS sponsored the Minnesota Animal Welfare Conference in St. Cloud, the Big Cat Sanctuary Conference in Bloomington, Minnesota. We had panels about factory farming in Rochester and Mankato. And I think the year before that, we had one here at St. Kate's in St. Paul. And sponsored scholarships for staff for Pet Haven, Carver, Scott Humane Society, and Feline Rescue to attend the HSUS Animal Care Expo in Florida.
What's changing in school? What kind of food's changing in school?
You know, Meatless Monday. I know a lot of people have heard of Meatless Monday. And this fall, Richfield Public Schools initiated a Meatless Monday pilot program for its elementary students thanks to the efforts of school teacher and Compassionate Action for Animals volunteer Julie Knopp, who worked with HSUS to make this happen. And you could learn more about bringing more plant-based foods to your school, your workplace, or your place of worship. And we're having a meeting on in Minneapolis on January 25th. And it's fun, it's empowering, and you can learn how to do this. And I shared the link on our Native Roots Radio Facebook page, so you can just go ahead and take a look at that.
What about media exposure? Tell us about that.
Yeah, media. So this year, there was an increase in media coverage for our work locally, raising awareness about issues facing animals in Minnesota. Fox 9 News, the Star Tribune, national outlets, and others covered Roseville's pet store ordinance that I talked about earlier. Care 11 included us in its investigative news piece on loopholes in Minnesota law that keep pet breeders' inspection reports secret. Native Roots Radio, hoo-hoo, that's us.
Covered,
said hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo. I don't know. Covered our work in Minnesota. KUMD Radio did a piece with us about the USDA's animal welfare records purge, and Christine Coughlin shared legislative updates with attorneys around the state in the Minnesota State Bar Association's Animal Law Series.
Hey, can you tell us about your leader?
Yeah, so Christine Coughlin, I often refer to her as our fearless leader. She is our state director, and she received the Kenneth Feldman Animal Advocate Award from Compassionate Action for Animals. Compassionate Animals Action for Animals, they created this award to recognize a person or organization or a business in the community whose work is pushing the ball forward for animals. So congratulations again on that prestigious award, Christine. You it's well deserved because you do so many wonderful things. And so I put all these great accomplishments on our Native Roots Radio I'm Awake Facebook page, so you can go and take a look at it, and you could click on the links to find out even more information. So thanks, everybody, and Happy New Year. Go Animals. 2018 is going to be a great year.
You know, I just want to give you a big peeny geegy, Wendy, because you have brought in the forefront a lot of knowledge that a lot of our listeners do not know. I mean, I can think of the lead shot, what's happening with the wolves,
yeah.
And you've, with the help of Howling for Wolves, have brought up a lot of great things for our sacred animals and knowledge for us.
I appreciate that. We'll be talking about lead shot and wolves again in 2018.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be back with our year in review.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exciting. exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Neighborhood Cafe. Good food, good friends.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the review, and let's have everybody's mics open here. One of the exciting things is that we've come a long way in a year. We've come a long way, baby. And I know, just to give everybody, including myself, because sometimes I forget how this all started. And basically, it started with a little snafu. Well, it started with Standing Rock.
Uh-huh.
And Standing Rock, we became awake because of Standing Rock, and we found this radio station. The radio station found us through a lot of circumstances.
Well, Robert, remember you came to my event over at St. Kate's. I was tabling for HSUS, and AM 950 table was right next to us. And I said, hey, Robert, you need to go talk to them.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then the ball, we did some practice shows. We had a few other people that did the shows. And then the first show, because we didn't have any commercials yet, we did live PSAs, and Jaleesa, my Hinu, did those, and so we didn't have a 3-minute break in between. We couldn't say anything, and a couple people backed out on the first day. Uncle Curtis was going to say a prayer for us, and we made him come on the show, and we talked about Standing Rock the first hour, and believe you me, it was the most stressful hour I ever had. And then we listened to the show, and it was like, wow, that's a good show. That was a good show. So
yeah, thanks for walking me into that one.
Yeah, we didn't tell Uncle Curtis that he was going to be on the show until 5 minutes before the show, because we asked him to come like he does every show and say a prayer for us and for us to have good words. And then he said, well, by the way, you're going to be on the show. And he's
nice.
And he was like, we didn't want to tell you a half hour earlier because you would have been praying at home, I think.
I wouldn't let you down, Chuska. You know that.
Oh, yeah, and you haven't. So it's been almost 52 weeks of Uncle Curtis. What does my elder think? And that's kind of changed into that. And so the first show was the first show, and it was really exciting. We talked about Standing Rock. Mm-hmm. Again, the we didn't get defeated. We got stronger, I think, right, with Standing right. Rock, and I think that's kind of and bringing in and not being experts and bringing in knowledge and bringing in and then later on, I don't know, 3 months into the show, 2 months into the show, we found Wachapi.
Yeah, great.
And that was another level that we went up, and Wachapi was like the guest that wouldn't leave. And now,
hey, you know, I didn't want her to
Choppy
leave
is
either.
Still here.
Right.
My sister had to stay.
Because it just it raised the show so much in the energy and the
knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah. Yep, thank you. Yeah. That Wachapi brought to the show. And then, you know, we gave her one of those official I'm Awake pens and said, you're on.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was signed the contract.
Actually, yeah. It was the coffee cup. Once I got the Native Roots coffee cup, I was like,
you're in, locked in.
Roots into the chair. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. You bring me coffee, I'm yours.
So. You know, and also, too, I think one of our sponsors, Howling for Wolves, was on a couple times. And
yes.
Joe Wolf came in
and
for
his
Wendy.
Wife Shirley, yep.
Came in for Wendy that one week when Wendy was doing transport with the little animals, bringing them to Minnesota. But, you know, we have a lot to be thankful and grateful for. And that's just a couple of things that comes off the top of my head of what I can remember.
Well, what I like about this is, hey, I'm grateful for all our listeners and all our sponsors here, you know. Much thank you for that, you know, Pinagigi on that one, man. But You know, we had a few call-ins and stuff like that, but the one that flashes back into my mind is when we had the youth come in,
mm-hmm.
and they sang that beautiful song for us here, and you know, and we don't call it a protest ever. You know, we call it a march for the good cause. And
right, they did the Blake Street Marshal, depending on which side of the river you're on, march, and there was a couple thousand people there, and it was a beautiful ending to the show too,
and very peaceful too. You know.
Yeah, very peaceful.
No violence.
Very peaceful.
I think looking back on this past year, you know, there's a few things that stand out to me, like Wendy's segment.
Thank you.
Powerful in bringing together, you know, the animals, which are a very important part of our way of life, and how the outside world is actually affecting that and raising awareness and bringing everybody, all nations together, and helping to protect the four-legged and the winged and the environment and how they're all coming together. And, you know, I get to see how that affects the community, because I've actually had people reach out to me from on both you and Robert on your segment on the show and talk about and ask questions about things that you have brought up on resolutions, on actions, and seeing how that ties out into the community. And what's neat is how far it reaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thank you, Achapi. I really appreciate that. Yeah, there is a connection with all of us. And like you gave us that beautiful gift tonight, which is the, the dream catcher type of thing. And there's like six of them all together. And it's all nations and mm-hmm. all people. And it's all connected. So people, water, earth, we're all connected. Animals. Yeah.
We're here with... Blue Star Woman, our regular correspondent with Choppy, Uncle Curtis, what does our elder and my elder think, and Wendy Pilot with her animal section and on sacred animals. And we're just talking about the year in review. And I think there's so many things for me that's powerful, but I think what's really powerful is when we get out in the community and we hear people that are excited about our show. That gets us excited. And And, you know, we went to the Blue State Ball here and that AM 950 puts on, and we were in shock at how many people listened to us.
Yeah.
We better get some
business
cards.
We didn't think anybody listened, so we were happy to know that people listened to the show.
We better get some business cards. And so, you know, I went to Washington, D.C. that day for the Native American March. And then got on a plane, got home, and then we put on a show, and then we went to the Blue State Ball that AM 950 puts on, and it was an amazing thing. It's been an amazing year, mm-hmm. and a lot of it, all it has to do with everybody that's in this room, but a lot of it has to do with this radio show. We would not know Blue Star Woman, Wachapi, as well as we do, at the very least, if it wasn't for the show.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine, too, to know.
Actually, that's very true. In fact, it was one of your listeners who had reached out to me and said that you needed somebody that was recently at Standing Rock for the show. And because he listened, he connected the two of us, and this is where it grows. I mean, that connection, that unity, which is, I mean, we've seen it all the way across the board, from MN350 being on here, Honor mm-hmm. the Earth, the youth climate interveners that mm-hmm. have come onto the show, the youth that have come to the show, people in the community like James Cross, you know, promoting the act and the fight against heroin in the uh-huh. communities, and from, I mean, all the way around, from the marches for Line 3 and bringing people together to discuss solutions for the indigenous communities, which is a very powerful thing to be able to have a venue to bring us all together and get the voices out.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're going to be back in the year review.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one out of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at mn350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be sunny and cold with a high near negative 6. Wind chill values as low as negative 31. Tonight, lows around negative 17. Sunday will be sunny and cold with a high near negative 4. Wind chill down to negative 30.
Which appliance store has more of everything you want? Over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners believe it's the specialists at Warner Stellion. We guarantee never to be beat on price. Ask one of our customers to rate our free delivery, appliance installation, and recycling services. Go to WarnerStellion.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yeah, let's open up the mics and talk about this past year. I want to introduce everybody again. We got my beautiful wife, Wendy Pilot, over here to my right, if everyone can see. Oh, no, we're on radio. And then there's Curtis. Curtis just waved.
He
gave the double eagle feathers. And then with Choppy, Blue Star Woman, that's here. And I just want to like bring up some things, some highlights. And one thing I wanted to start out with was we're talking about the year in review. And I think one of the things we have to give like Andy Pearson of MN350 some sort of plaque because he's been on the show the most.
Yep.
He can get maybe one of those nice what are they?
They're Jedi robes.
Jedi robe.
Nice
robe. It says AM950 on it or Native Roots Radio because he's been on the show the most.
Yep.
But one thing about Andy and MN350, who's one of our sponsors, I don't know if we'd be, or I personally have been comfortable about having a show called Native Roots Radio if it wasn't for MN350 for putting me out in front. I'd been on TV because of them, at marches I spoke, and so I spoke the truth of what I saw, not my opinion, and so it gave me a lot of confidence to be able to I choked on that word, by the way, confidence to be on the radio.
Yeah, you do a great job on the radio. And the other thing is I know you, Robert, you said people can't see us in here, but people can see us if they want to. Tell us, Wachapi, where people can go to our live Facebook page, and they could watch our show in the making, or they could watch it later on. But
There's a couple places that this gets shared out to. Each one of us that are on the radio, on the air right now, share out to our personal page, and it's also on the Native Roots Radio Facebook page, as well as AM 950, which actually you can go. This is a really neat feature that they just added, is that you can go to AM 950, and it will pop up on the screen, and you can set a reminder to log into the show, which that's what I'm doing right now, is I'm helping everybody see that this feature is here if they didn't set a reminder, by inviting them in and seeing that, you know, this is where we're at. If you want to watch the show, if you don't have a radio to where you're at, and sometimes the internet access is better, and you can log on and see us on AM 950. AM 950's page, or Native Roots Radio. Sometimes it's on the Twin Cities Water Warriors page. Mm-hmm. You know, I share with my brother's page and the Wowak Walamani page as well as my own, and just trying to keep the voice out there. In which, for everybody that's out there, if you notice on the bottom of the screen, there is an email and a telephone number that, you know, the whole point of Native Roots is that, you know, Indigenous roots are coming together. You know, mm-hmm. use that number, use that email, call in. You know, email in with suggestions, ideas, topics, things that are Indigenous issues that we could help you raise awareness on. And, you know, if depending on where you're at and what it is, you know, come on the show. You know?
Right. We sometimes don't book a guest until the day before because the news is so fresh and happening. Things are happening. It's a little lull right now. I know Uncle Curtis has a lot of stuff that's going on in the community, and he'll be talking about that in the next segment. But especially with the pipeline stuff that you concentrate so much on, I mean, it happens sometimes by the moment.
Oh, it does. Well, to be perfectly honest, I mean, that's our communities too.
Yes, and thank you, Wachapi, this year in review for bringing all that needed legalities that you brought to our listening audience, that so that they could understand the laws and really what happens along with the pipeline and what's happening and why it's such a problem to stop it.
Right, and I think I always get a lot of different feedback. I was at a meeting last week, and I had the Native Roots radio jacket on, and an acquaintance of mine said, "You listen to that show too?" And I said, "Well, I'm Robert Pilot."
It is my show.
It is. easy, inside joke. But it is my show. He said that he really he was a native, and he said that he really appreciated the information, mm-hmm. and that's huge, because that's what we're trying to do here. We're not here with our opinions. We're reporting on stuff that's happened that you can look up very easily. Mm-hmm. It's not my opinion, or we'd be like talking about 45 all hour.
It's not fake news,
right? And. Sure. Absolutely, that's a good way to put it. So, anybody else have a good thought about this past year?
Yeah, the one good thing, Chushkai, thank you. One thing I wanted to remind everybody and remember what I remembered was that when we went to Standing Rock the first time, and we met a lot of great people, youth and backers. You know, not all Wangsheeks. You know, they're from all backs of life and. Roots and stuff like that, but I remember this one eagle that came flying down came right over us as we got into Sacred Stone Camp, and the eagle was as wide as the bus, his wings, and Robert thought he was going to land on his lap. But
the eagle winked at me.
He did.
Close that eagle came to us, and that was an amazing and true story.
It
amazing
is a true story.
Thing.
It's a true story, and we've seen it. And but like I said, there was the one person that. Besides Andy, all the youth up there, but the one that I can't remember last name, I feel bad that I can't. But Kate had a lot to do with the organization of the buses and stuff. And you know, we thank Ho-Chunk Nation for
backing up the monies to get buses and stuff like that. Ho-Chunk Nation, you know, and all nations. Don't get me wrong, you know, but it was a good feeling, and you know, I always remember that. And there's one thing that I will never forget is that first mm-hmm. time heading out there, and like my Chushke said about the radio station, you know, it got its start there at yep. that camp, and
it sure did. And, you know, we didn't lose that battle. We just spread the battle out. And there's so many different pipelines going on. And there's the Pipeline 3, but all over the country. And I think not to mention what's happened to Bears Ears,
right.
You know, what's happening there. And that's things that we can bring to you and bring in experts and to talk about, because it's hard for us to keep up with.
Right.
That's a lot of stuff. And sitting here thinking about all the shows that we've done. There's one that stands out to me when Barry Frantum was on.
Yes.
And
just recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he stands out to me. The show that he was on, one, the voice that he brought, very powerful. Mm-hmm. The reminder of language, for two. Three, the reminder of, I mean, he brought back Standing Rock again on a very large manner, reminding us of Hennepin County, the Sheriff's Department, to get actively involved, what we need to do as a community to pull back together. You know, and I look at his story as well, and that's something that we've covered here on Native Roots Radio as well, is the journey of cancer with the Powwow for Hope and the battle of those. I mean, it's a huge thing within our community. You know, the elder section of bringing back our culture and our traditions all the way in a full circle, and remembering that our elders are a part of our community and that knowledge needs to be brought back in, and transitioning it all the way through all generations and extending it out and opening it up to the communities as it was brought about at Standing Rock, to bring us all together so that we can be a part of the change of what's happening on Unshimakat. And, you know, that moment stood out greatly to me, just to hear his voice. I mean, hearing him speak, very beautiful to hear the Lakota language spoken so fluently, and just the tone, the manner, it just like lifts your spirit and it connects you. That, you know, in the moment I realized that with Indigenous Roots and Native Roots Radio, that part of who we are is carried out when we're speaking our language, when we're learning, and we're growing, and we're making that change to not be so invisible in the community.
Yeah, wow.
And that's the powerful thing here between
Wendy, major.
Bringing this together. Thank you
for
making this happen so we are more visible to the world.
Oh, that's such good points. And I spoke with Barry today, and he what did he say, Wendy, at the end? He said, don't forget to bring up Stanek, the Indian fighter. That's right. He said, don't forget to bring him up again. Hey, we have a caller, and I think it's someone that we both all know. Crystal, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Crystal.
She said yes.
Aho. Yes.
Aho, Crystal, what's up? What memory do you have now being with us for so long?
Okay. I would say, how long has it been? About... a month.
I was going to say 3 weeks, but a month or so, yeah.
But honestly, my name is Crystal Moose, Bubby Wajikwe, Indijnikaz. This is Saga Igning Ndunjaba, Migizine, Ndudayam. What I said is, my name is Woman Walking Through the Pine Trees. I'm from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and I'm from the Eagle Clan. And I work with many different Native organizations and other arts organizations, so I manage Native Pride Productions with Larry Yazzie. I work with the Ordwe, and I'm truly, truly honored to work with Native Roots Radio and with AM 950.
Right.
It is so true that we need to unite our voices and uplift each other and offer support. None of the crab in the bucket ways, you know. We need to help each other, and we need to be strong voices for those things and protect what the Creator has given us. And so for me to come in and be part of Native Roots, I mean, that's just what you guys do. And so I'm honored and grateful. So, and you guys all have such an amazing personality. What you bring to the table, what you bring to the show is it's refreshing. And I'm always excited. I'm sorry I'm not there today. I have
missed
my family here at home, so
it's too cold to come out anyway.
I can still,
so,
you know, go live and hear you.
And we're just grateful to have you as our manager, Crystal, and you've helped us, even though you've only been with us for a short time. We're really grateful that you're with us, and we're happy. So happy New Year, and looking forward to working with you, right, for the next 2018.
Yeah, definitely. I have some news for you that I can share with you later off the air, which was pretty interesting. That was a teaser for everyone, and they go, what is he talking about? Well, Pini Gigi, Crystal, and Crystal Moosen will be talking to you soon. I think this has just been an awesome year, and I am so grateful for everybody in this room. We all bring different things, and I think I've been able to learn how to read this year. barely.
That's good.
Well, let me read this. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin. Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and today we're talking with Uncle Curtis about whatever comes to his mind. This is what does my elder think.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, the people of the Sacred Voice.
Welcome, Choka, and thank you for being on every show.
Pinagigi to Wachape, Wendy, and Robert. You know, Pinagigi for everything. You know, I want to say my name is Mashke Hanajinga. I walk on a white cloud. I'm going to say my colonized name is Curtis West today, you know, but I want to say hi, baby girl. Hope you're feeling better. And I hope, I want to say ho and hello to all my family, relatives, and friends in Four Directions. Pray all is well. Bless the new year on you.
Uh-huh.
And my shout out is today is that I want to wish from the staff here is that a happy and safe and warm, blessed new year. You know, out there it's cold out there, so we're going to say it like that. And I got a few things, and I'm blessed today. I'm truly blessed, you know. And I want to wish out a happy birthdays and two birthdays and some elders like myself today. So, but first off, I want to give a special shout out to one of the first ones that were going to be on the show, but he didn't make it. He got sick, so he didn't make it. But happy birthday, Yash, you know. And I say go Skull Vikings, so hell with them Eagles, man. But, sorry for my language, but yeah. So Kathy Haven, happy birthday. And this is a good relative of ours in Winnebago, Nebraska. He's a relative of my mother. Happy birthday, Louis Houghton. And happy birthday down there. He was a Purple Heart Vietnam veteran. So happy birthday to him, you know. So, and Ho-Chunk Nation elders that I'd like to give a shout out to is Ron Anwash, Joy Little Storming, Eric Thundercloud, Willa Red Cloud, Anita White Eagle Winnershek. But the one that I want to really give a shout out to, it's a belated one, you know, and we just heard about it, and I didn't know it was your birthday. I'm sorry about that. The traditional chief of the Ho-Chunk Nation, you know, Chief Clayton Winnershek, you know, happy birthday from us here at Native Roots Radio. And he's a good one, man. But other thing, you know, with before I get into the events, I just want to give a shout out and remember to all of us that are younger than our old peoples out there, you know, with this frigid weather, you know, I'd like you to go and check on your relative or your neighbor in this frigid weather. Make sure they're safe, you know, that they're okay, you know, look after them, you know, because, you know, that knowledge we don't want to let go, you know. So, you know, just remember that's in dangerous conditions out there, you know. And then other thing that I like to bring up, too, and it's always in, I know all of us Wangsheeks as natives don't forget about it. Remember what happened on December 29th, you know, up there at Wounded Knee, you know. And so we're going to remember that again, you know. And I thank them guys that took off on their horses, went over that way. And so we look after like that. And another thing we want to remember is that this young son, man, of ours, Jason. Jason up there in Bad River, you know, and Jason Peril, you know, we're still thinking about you. You're on our minds and stuff like that. So just another thought, and you know, about that way, you know. So there's the events coming up this time is it's going to be on the I guess they call it On the Red Road Powell over at the Minneapolis Regional Center. It's tonight and tomorrow on New Year's Eve. But grand entry tonight is at 7 p.m. They're going to have a feast at 5 p.m. today. And then tomorrow, Sunday, New Year's Eve, the grand entry is going to be at 1 p.m. and then another one at 7 p.m. over there. And I guess what I heard, you know, I apologize if I'm mistaken, but the host drum is going to be the Big Eagle Creek drum. And it's sponsored and run by the Native Against Heroin. I'll give a shout out to James Cross again on that, you know. And
I'm going to probably be doing the switch dance again this year. Hey, that, people coming out there.
It'll be nice to see. And
Wendy will videotape it.
Other thing, you know, like I said, you know, we want to give a shout out to, a warm shout out to the camps up north, you know. And, you know, it's cold up there, so we ask them for, you know, comfort, safety, and, you know, and strength, you know. It's a challenge, and so you're on our mind, you know, up there, you know. So another thing that I'd like to bring up is that I got a shout out from Ho-Chunk Nation is that They haven't determined on when they're going to start the language class. But just if you have any questions, call the branch office in St. Paul, and they'll give you all the information. And one other thing that they want us to bring up is that because we haven't got the calendar set for the nation yet, but the first area meeting in of 2018 is going to be on January 18th at 6 o'clock, and it's a bring your feed bag with you because you always eat.
Hey, Choka, can I give a shout out?
Sure can.
So I want to give a shout out to my Weeha Jelaine and her Wangshik boyfriend Micah. They always listen to our show, and I just found that out during Christmas. Is that their favorite segment is? I can't tell you.
Hey, I got a feeling what it is. The animal. But I'm loving it. I'm not hating. the other thing that it's an important shout out today is that it's you know, with this frigid weather and temperatures, mm-hmm. right? This is for the youth, 16 to 24 years old. You know, if you're experiencing homelessness at this time, please get over to the Youth Link at 41 North 12th Street, Minneapolis. And their number is 612-262-1200. And don't hesitate, you know, set everything aside and get out of the cold and get over there, you know. Yeah, they're going to have extended hours.
Yeah, it's going to be open all the time. I want to throw a shout-out to Peggy Flanagan for putting that out there on Facebook. That's very, very important. The number, again, is 612-262-1200.
And the other thing that I'd like to say again is, before I get out of here, is that I want to thank all our sponsors. You know, each and every one of them, there's, there's Neighborhood Cafe, there's MN350, Ho-Chunk Nation, Howling for Wolves, and the other ones we want to give a thanks to, you know, we can't give each and every one in names, but we have a heartfelt thanks and praise to each and every one of you for your contributions for the Christmas drive, and you made them families very, very happy, I wish I could have had the time to mention you, but I want to thank you from my heart.
We'll probably mention the names next week, but that came up to be $5,000, $4,000, $507.75 for 8 families.
Wow. Amazing.
And, yes, and Pini Gigi to everyone in this room for supporting it monetarily. I know Wachapi and her husband donated money, and Curtis donated money. He was out in the neighborhood. We are truly blessed to be here and to be a voice. I would like to end with these thoughts. The ground on which we stand is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. Do not trust anyone who isn't angry. John Trudeau. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I've been your host, Robert Pilot. The revolution is kicking into high gear.
We are awake.